Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker. And time now to shine the senior spotlight on Cam Shoney of Benedictine College. He is a lacrosse player and obviously his senior year truncated by the coronavirus. Cam, thanks so much for joining us and glad to have you with us on 101 ESPN.
Thank you very much, sir. Happy to be here.
Well, Cam, let's get into what Randy just talked about right there. You're going about things like we all were. It's March 11th. You guys have a game. You won. It was at Taylor. You beat the brakes off them, and then that's it. I mean, from there on out, everything has been canceled. Now, we knew about the coronavirus heading into it, but going into that game on the 11th, was there any thought in your mind, was there any chatter that, hey, this might be it for us?
So we started getting updates from the school in between that game we had right before then and the game, Taylor. And so there was thoughts about it, but no one was, like, really thought anything super bad was going to happen. I'm a biology major, so I actually was getting hearing talks from, like, my microbio professor and stuff who was saying it was a lot worse than my lacrosse coach was saying, but we were all being super careful.
So what was your biology people, what were they telling you at the time? Because, I mean, for us, we knew that this virus was happening. We knew that it had made its way over to us. But I don't think a lot of people truly understood how bad it was, though there were people on the outside saying, yeah, you need to pay attention to this because it's serious.
A lot of the talk was coming from, like, the head biology professor at my school, Dr. Malloy, because I have a class with him, so we were talking about it before spring break happened, and he was talking about how, you know, it's coming here, it was spreading really aggressively in China, and so if we got here, we were pretty much not very well prepared for it at the moment, and so we needed to do it, and he didn't really expect the government or anybody to truly prepare for it just because of all the controversies around it. So he was kind of like, hey, this may very well be the last chance I see you guys. And we were like, we'll be back. Not so much.
Cam Shoney from Benedictine is in our senior spotlight here on 101 ESPN. A biology major, how difficult was that for you? Or are you such that biology was easy for you?
I've always loved animals, biology things. So honestly, it came pretty easy for me generally. My biggest thing was probably a memorization of, like, the scientific names, things like that. It was probably the hardest thing for me. But other than that, it was really fun. And I remember a lot of my friends would, like, get really annoyed because I had trouble, like, taking notes in class. But then I would turn around and get, like, A's and B's on class.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, quickly, when you get a biology major, it sounds like you want to be a doctor. Is that where you're headed?
Yeah, I do. I'm hoping to get my doctorate in marine biology. I want to study cephalopods.
A what?
So cephalopods is a group of marine invertebrates. It's like octopus, squids, chambered nautilus, cuttlefish.
You know what? I almost went that direction too, and then I decided baseball was going to be better for me. So how did you gain an interest in this field? Like how do you know that is what you wanted to do? That's so interesting.
I think one of the biggest things was I was studying, and at first I wanted to be a vet, and then I interned at a vet, and turns out some of the smells that happened there made my stomach feel not super great. But I'm from Oregon, and so I actually traveled there. So I started really enjoying the ocean, and so I started researching, like, oceanic creatures, and by far the octopus is one of the most amazing creatures that hangs out in the ocean, one of the highest intelligences, the most impressive camouflage of any animal. It's a very, very impressive creature.
So an octopus had – Randy told us the other day that an octopus has, like, 8 brains or something. Is that accurate?
Kind of. So it has a main – brain in its mantle, which is like the head of the octopus, but it has neuron masses in every one of its arms except one, which is used for reproduction, which allows its arms to act almost independently of its main brain. In fact, if you cut the arm of an octopus off it'll still like try to grab prey and get it to a mouth that's no longer there.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that is weird. Those things are amazing.
It is.
So I don't know if you'll understand this reference. It might be way before your time. But when you say you want to be a marine biologist, does anybody ever call you George Costanza?
No, I have not had anyone call me George Costanza.
So that doesn't make any sense to you at all.
Unfortunately not.
No. Okay, that's a real bummer.
It's from a Seinfeld episode.
It's a Seinfeld episode, and he pretends to be a marine biologist. It's so he can get a date. Anyway, maybe go back and watch that one, and that's probably the only one you ever need to see. Yeah. So when you find out that your season is finally over, you're probably trying to think, how am I going to occupy my time? You've got, obviously, schoolwork is very difficult. Biology is not easy at all to be able to go through that. Is there anything else? Because my understanding is you might be into sci-fi or sci-fi theater. Is that true?
Yes, I'm a big fantasy guy. I love sci-fi, especially when you can mix science into it. It's always really interesting for me. I think probably the biggest thing I've been doing that's occupying my time is I'm lucky enough at home to have a dad that's really into working out. And so I actually have a basement gym that's all set up. So I spend a fair amount of time just working out. But when I'm not doing that, I do have an enjoyment of, you know, video games. I play a Magic the Gathering, which is like a card trading card game.
Magic's
been going on for a while.
Explain that one. Yeah, explain exactly what it is.
Magic the Gathering is a trading card game, kind of like Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, stuff like that. It's actually one of the oldest ones, if not the oldest one. So it's kind of like the grandfather of trading card games, probably the most one of the more adult ones as well, just because they have some pretty graphic, occasionally, art on it. And the basis is that you are this wizard of sorts that can travel between dimensions called planes, and then you can summon creatures and cast spells, and you're fighting other wizards that for whatever reason have challenged you to a duel.
You had me at graphic art. I'll tell
you
that right
now.
I'm a little bit intrigued in this. So I was going to ask you, maybe like stuff like this, and maybe it is it's video games or it's card games, or you know, even though you have a bright future ahead of you in the field of biology and being a doctor and digging into stuff like that, like there's still a competitive nature. When you play lacrosse and you have 4 years, three and a half with the truncated season here in college, you play all through high school. How do you think you're going to fill that void of the competitive aspect of your life?
A few ways. Science is always a competitive field, so trying to be the first to study this, research that, find this. So that kind of like always being some new thing to discover is a really awesome part about science fields and that. I'm actually looking into doing some Magic the Gathering competitive thing, so playing against other people professionally, as well as I always enjoy playing online video games that pit me against each other, like Apex Legends is what I'm playing right now. Let's see, another way to get competitiveness in. I'm actually engaged, and my fiance is known to have quite the competitive streak, so we like to do challenges and stuff with each other, see who can win.
That's great. Cam Shoney is in our Senior Spotlight on 101 ESPN. We read in your bio that you thoroughly enjoyed laying people out in lacrosse. I would have to imagine that if you enjoy that aspect of the sport, that's something that you're missing right now.
Yes, I will be honest. That able to get that aggression out, people will generally tell you that I'm a pretty laid-back guy, pretty relaxed. I get excited easily, but always very happy. I'm very rarely angry, and I've like to attribute a lot of that to being able to go out to lacrosse and take any pent-up anger, frustration of the day, and just laying it into the other guy.
Yep. So, all right, we don't know a ton about lacrosse. We've seen it. I've seen it. Maybe for people who don't play it, because, you know, I didn't get to go to one of those high schools where you had lacrosse. Mm-hmm. We didn't have it available to us. We didn't have uniforms even.
Oh.
They just said wear a T-shirt. What do we need to know about lacrosse? We're just getting into it. Teach us about this sport.
I like to say it's like kind of a mix of hockey and soccer. So there's 10 people on the field with 20 people on the field, two goalies on each side, and then you have three attack, three middies, and then three defense. And the middies can cross the midfield as they see fit. And then attack and defense really aren't supposed to. In college, you get some cool little tricks you can do, like holding a middie back so that you can send an attackman or send a defender to the other side of the field. But generally, it's the middies that are going to go back and forth across the midline, and attack and defense are relegated to their sides. And then, I don't know, have you guys seen a lacrosse stick before?
Yes.
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 Did you guys know that there's the two different kinds? The short ones and the long ones?
We know that you're a long pole player, right?
Yes, I was a long pole player for the majority of my career. Actually, my very last, technically my last like full year, the last spring and into this fall, I turned into a short stick middie, a defensive middie. So there's the two kind of poles. Generally, there's the long poles, which are relegated to our defenders, and our LSMs, which is a long stick middie, which is about 6 feet long. And then there's the shorter ones for our attackmen and our regular middies, which are only about 3 feet long. And that's just because, on average, lacrosse is a fairly speedy sport, and our attackmen and our middies are generally going to be a tad more agile and fast than our long pole. So it gives those bigger guys an advantage, some way to keep up with them with that extra length.
Cam, if we're going to talk about the physicality, you mentioned it's a cross between soccer and hockey. Closer in terms of physicality to hockey or soccer?
Much, much, much closer to hockey than soccer. There's no crybabies, nothing like this. It's if you can get a hit off, you're going to get a hit off, especially if you do indoor lacrosse. Indoor lacrosse has fights just like hockey does. Outdoor lacrosse doesn't happen quite as much, but you're still free to lay into a guy if you can.
Hey, are there competitive leagues after college? Like, are there, because for baseball, if I want to go play in a league, I could go play in a league. Softball, I could go play in a league, whatever it is. Are there competitive lacrosse leagues out there?
There are. There are smaller ones, and then there's like the it's the MLL, the Major Lacrosse League, and then they just came out with a new one. My friends were talking about on spring break before we all had to leave, and it is like Lacrosse Professional League, maybe.
That's cool.
Okay. Good. Did you guys have to leave spring break? Were you down in Florida yelling about you don't believe coronavirus?
No, actually, we don't get it. We don't get a spring break. In fact, we don't get a lot of breaks in the spring semester. Any time where school had a break, our coach probably had us at a game. So when COVID-19 was becoming a big issue, we were off at Taylor University and playing people up in that area. And that's all we were doing, playing games.
And I would assume that now you're doing online courses. How's that going?
A little weird. Like I said, I'm taking a class right now called Freshwater Biology, which is kind of hard to do online, but we're making the best of it. Outside of that, it's my senior year, so I got to be honest, I have a big game plan of working really hard in the beginning and relaxing in the end.
There you go.
So I've taken all my my hard classes. So now I'm just taking classes that are life important, but not like hard. Like, I'm taking like personal finance because, you know, it's an important thing to take right before you go out to the real world, stuff like that.
Good play.
Cam, we are told that Benedictine and Baker are huge rivals. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, especially from the football side of things.
Okay.
When it comes to the lacrosse, it's a little different just because we don't actually play Baker.
Okay, well, let me ask you this about people that come from Baker. Are they like cavemen?
I mean, I try not to judge. You want to do what you got to do. but I have heard, I've heard some tales about them.
Yeah. You just give
them in the nicest light.
Our producer is from Baker. That's why we're asking this question. It must be asked. Hey, Cam, we are so happy that you joined us. Thanks for taking the time, and we wish that you had the fun part of the last few weeks of your senior year, and we just wanted to honor you and get you in that senior spotlight. Thanks for taking the time with us today, and good luck.
Thank you very much, sir. It was great to be on here. It was great talking to all you guys. It was a very honor and a privilege.
Thank you. Cam Shoney in our Senior Spotlight on 101 ESPN.